Governor Doug Ducey and GOP legislative leaders have decided not to move forward with proposals that would have asked voters to amend the state constitution to ban so-called sanctuary cities. A Senate committee had approved the measure in a contentious hearing last week, but the House committee that was scheduled to hear it this morning pulled it from the agenda. The proposal had generated a lot of controversy, with critics saying it was essentially SB 1070 all over again. With me to talk through what happened is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey, Howie.
Good morning. Yes, this was going to be a very heated meeting this morning, and I think they decided, let's just pull the plug.
Well, so what exactly happened? I mean, they went through with it last week in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It was, as I mentioned, a very, very contentious meeting. So what happened?
Well, we start off with that contentious meeting and calling the Capitol Police to throw out some Hispanic activists. Then there were some election bills earlier this week where Representative Kelly Townsend called the Capitol Police to throw out folks who were making issues. And this morning's meeting threatened to be just as contentious. Not only that, but you had the Democrats saying, well, if you want to put something on the ballot, let's put something on the ballot about DACA students and tuition. So that threatened to turn into something else. But I think what ultimately happened was the governor began to realize that this ploy that he unveiled during his State of the State, which was really designed to fire up the Republican base, get people to come out in November to vote for Trump and McSally, was actually backfiring. And in fact, it had fired up the Democrats, who said, look, now we have an issue. This is 1070 all over again. You even had the head of the State Chamber of Commerce saying we need to be very careful so we don't end up with the kind of boycotts and lost conventions that we had a decade ago. And at this point, I think the governor said, to put it simply, ruh-roh.
Well, so you had a chance to talk to the governor yesterday before this decision was made, and he was pretty adamant in defending the need for this vote.
Oh, I think that he was already, you know, on the defensive. I think a lot of people had called him and said, why are we doing this? And so he felt, having made a big point of this during his State of the State, he really needed to defend it. You know, we want to keep sanctuary cities from happening. Well, it's already part of 1070. Well, some cities think they may be able to do it. Well, if you can't get it out of Tucson with more than 30%, you know, the bluest of blue cities, if you want to call it that, there's little danger that cities are going to say, we're going to try to do this anyway. So it became fairly obvious that why are we doing this? Because there is no upside to this at this point. It's only a downside of years of bad publicity. I mean, think of it. If this thing gets on the ballot, or had gotten on the ballot, you'd end up with a situation of 6 months of campaigning and very divisive campaigning and a lot of rhetoric and then a lot of national publicity. And then if it got approved, it would be another thing of, well, look, this shows you what Arizonans are like. And that's just not PR, I think, that this governor wants.
So, Howie, do you think at the end of the day that the calculation was more of policy in terms of not wanting bad publicity and not wanting to damage the state's reputation and have economic boycotts, things like that? Or was it more political in terms of, as you say, Democrats were pretty fired up about this, not giving them that issue to have on the ballot?
Well, I think one plays into the other. To the extent the Democrats were fired up, they were starting to generate publicity. I mean, the photos of the Capitol Police hauling off a protester from the hearing last week certainly didn't help. And at that point, it got the attention again of people like Glenn Hammer at the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I mean, you have to remember, the business community a decade ago sat quietly while 1070 passed and then figured out later, we should have said something. And I think they were figuring out this time, we don't need another 10 years of bad publicity and lost conferences.
Howie, critics of these proposals are going to be having a rally a little bit later on this morning. Do you get the sense that they will still plan to try to use this as an election issue, especially in legislative races?
Well, a lot of it depends on what else is on the ballot. I mean, you still have some issues out there that are legislative. One of the bills that passed yesterday deals with the issue of if a city decides to call itself a sanctuary city, somebody who's injured can sue the city and make them personally liable. We'll have to see if, in fact, that bill goes forward. There are some other issues that are coming up for the ballot in terms of what some would call a voter suppression, going ahead and making it harder to put initiatives on the ballot. This issue may be dead, but I'm sure that the Hispanic community is going to say, look, folks, this is why we need to get out the vote. And if you think that this is a victory, that's great, but it's only temporary.
Howie, were folks at the Capitol surprised that this became such a hot-button issue, especially since it's already in law and there are no sanctuary cities in the state?
Well, I think that it kind of caught some people by surprise that folks were turning out. I think everyone thought that, well, okay, we'll slip it through. It'll go on the ballot. We'll get the people to come out to vote for Trump and McSally, and everything will be fine. I think that the ferocity of the opposition certainly surprised a lot of the Republicans. And I think, again, having photos of the Capitol Police hauling people out of hearings, having Eddie Farnsworth and Kelly Townsend say, we're not going to take any more testimony because somebody called us a racist, or actually didn't even call them a racist. They said these are racist bills. This was only going to get worse. And at a certain point, you know, this is a governor who isn't into controversy, who's very proud of his relations with Mexico, and there was no upside.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
You're very welcome.